This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Anne Ligori is a groundbreaking journalist. She was the first woman to host a call-in sports show on WFAN in New York. Today, she covers major championships in golf and tennis for WFAN. She still has her own weekly radio show. But for years, she was the host and the executive producer and the owner of the long-running Sports Interview with Anne Ligori, which is now available on Hulu. It's a pleasure to welcome Anne Ligori back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Anne.
John, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
How you been? You been good?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, very excited about this Hulu deal because all these classic sports interviews that aired from back starting in 1989, my first interview was with Mickey Mantle all the way through 2006, and Brett Favre was one of the last interviews I did for that series. They're now finally available for people to watch, young and old, on Hulu.com, and it's free of charge. And anybody who is interested in these personalities and wants to learn all about historic sports legends can just go to Hulu.com and watch these shows. They're 50 of these shows on, John, as you know, I interviewed over 600 for this particular cable series, but it's just so nice. They're really treasures of history.
What was cable like back then?
Well, when I started in 1989, regional sports cable networks were really just starting, and I always thought, well, you know, they're focusing on local programming, you know, MSG Network, which was the first network that I started with the series. They had the rights to Rangers games and Knicks games and Yankees baseball. So all these diehard sports fans in the New York metropolitan area were watching MSG Network. And so consequently, you know, they were watching Sports Interview and all the other ancillary programming on that regional. And you know, from there were, you know, many other regional sports cable networks that popped up across the country. But it was a great opportunity for me to start on MSG, and then once it did well on MSG, I was able to syndicate it on a variety of sports cable networks throughout the country.
The athletes of then and the athletes of today, are the athletes of today easier to talk to or harder to talk to?
Well, great question. I personally feel that the athletes of yesterday, the legends, you know, like the Mickey Mantles and the Ted Williams, even, you know, Wayne Gretzky in that era, Brett Favre, I think they were, it might have been harder to get them, or just as hard as it is to get your A-list athletes today. But, you know, I never paid one person for an interview. Nobody even asked, John, which I'm not sure would be the case, you know, today. And, you know, they were just great storytellers. And I interviewed all these personalities years after they had retired in most cases. I mean, Brett was still playing for Green Bay. It was before he played for the Jets. Wayne Gretzky was still playing. So there were a lot who were still in the prime of their careers. But a lot of them that I interviewed were past their retirement and had such an interesting perspective looking back on their success stories. So it was fun to get Mickey looking back and Ted Williams and Wilt Chamberlain and all these, you know, legends looking back on their careers. And they're all such great storytellers as well.
As you look back, who are you so happy that you were able to get, that you did secure that interview and you've got it?
Well, I mentioned Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams and Wilt Chamberlain. I would say all three. I was just they're all so compelling. And, you know, Mickey Mantle, he owned Mickey Mantle's restaurant in Manhattan. And I was able to interview him there, and he was just such a great storyteller. And, you know, he was very sentimental, John, when he talked about his friendship with Roger Maris, because a lot of you know, a lot of fans thought because of their rivalry on the team chasing, you know, 61, that they hated each other. And there was a lot of miscommunication about that. And he said, you know, much to the contrary, they were best of friends. And during the interview, he took a ball out of a case at the restaurant. And it, he said, Ann, you have to read this. And it said, to the Mick, you're the greatest. My best friend, love, Raj. And he was just devastated when Roger passed away. And they were all like brothers. They were like family back then. And Mickey was so articulate in communicating that. And he was, you know, he had tears in his eyes when he recalled that story. And I would say Mickey was probably one of my favorite interviews, and was so, I was just so fortunate to sit down with Ted Williams, who was ailing at the time. I certainly wanted to talk to the greatest hitter ever in baseball history. And, you know, he was in his 80s. I got him when he came back to Boston for the All-Star game in 99, I think it was. And his son, John Henry, who unfortunately is no longer with us either, he died when he was quite young, in his 30s. But John Henry made certain that I sat down with Ted at a good time. Ted had just gotten up from his nap. He slept a lot in those days. And Ted, being a baseball genius and just so passionate about the sport, was just so generous in giving me great stories and great anecdotes about his career, including co-piloting with John Glenn in the Korean War. So, you know, we talked about a lot of other areas of his life as well.
We are talking with Ann Liguori. Her sports interview with Ann Liguori, her long-running show, now available for free on Hulu. How did the Hulu thing come about?
Well, you know, I've had all these interviews, John, sitting on my shelf for quite a long time. The last year it aired was, around 2006. So, you know, I've been looking for ways to get them on the air again. And I made a deal with a company in Connecticut called Total Content Digital. And they are basically distributing these shows now to not only Hulu, they're going to be on Amazon.com in a couple weeks, and a variety of digital platforms. So they actually fell in love with the series, and were able, you know, the time is right, because digital platforms are really the present and future, I think, of our watching, you know, these kinds of shows. And so I'm working with them, and they're connecting to a lot of these digital platforms.
Was it hard back then, Annie, for you to own this show, or was, because you were doing it and nobody, was it easy?
Nothing is ever easy, as you know, in our business. Basically, the way it happened is I was, you know, busy hosting a call-in sports show on WFAN, which I did for over 20 years, and that started in 1987. In 1989, I put my own TV production company together and really had a dream of interviewing different sports legends for television or for cable. And a female executive at MSG Network and I were talking, and she said, Ann, we love your work. We have time on MSG Network that we can provide for you if you put the show together. But they couldn't pay me to do it. And as you know, especially at that time in my career, I said, well, that sounds like a great opportunity, I think. And then I had to go pound down doors on Madison Avenue and get, you know, these TV executives to, you know, to give me the time of day. And most of them looked at me like I had three heads, you know, and they were thinking, oh, wait a second. You're a female and you want to do a sports show and you want to own it and sell it? Are you crazy? So, you know, I was fighting a lot of odds back then. And, it was very, very difficult. And, you know, it continues. I mean, obviously, it's less of a challenge now. I continue to sell a lot of my sports, radio programs. But, you know, it's just a lot of work now.
Yeah.
Back then, it was not only a lot of work, but you were fighting some traditional mindsets that didn't feel that women should be doing sports or selling it. And that nobody really was back then doing both.
You know, you mentioned your radio show. You do more radio, I guess, today than you do television. What do you love about radio?
Oh, radio is just such an intimate medium. You know, you could just do it from anywhere in the world. I bring my little sporting events, which I do from all over, host my shows right from my living room. And I don't know about you, John, but sometimes maybe you can even be in your PJs and nobody knows. It's just an intimate conversation, and you don't have to worry about what you look like, you know, which is minor. But I think the main thing is it's just you can go more in depth with your interviews, unlike a lot of television formats, which are so structured and not as in depth. So radio is just wonderful. It's one of my favorite mediums, and I love doing the shows.
She is Ann Liguori, the name of the show, Sports Interview with Ann Liguori. It's on Hulu, coming soon to Amazon.com and some other platforms. It's always good to catch up with you, Annie, and I'll see you soon, I guess.
John, my pleasure, and I'll see you at Augusta during the Masters, one of my favorite sporting events.